Welcome to the December 2nd, 2012 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. It was a great program. Get to it in just a second. First, two free reports for you. Haven't given out these sites in quite a bit. Here it is, freehomedefense.com. Freehomedefense.com. Learn how to make your home safe. Freehomedefense.com. Freehomedefense.com. Next one is how to get a concealed carry permit.com. How to get a concealed carry permit.com. Regardless of what state you live in, the form will automatically populate based on your IP address and give you the information that you need to get a concealed carry permit in your state. They're free. Go get them. Have a great time. Enjoy the program. I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
We're going to hear a change to that coming up here in the real, in the near future, actually. Last show in December. Aren't we?
Yes. You know what? I'm going to record you one time saying your little deal.
When I do that, yeah, my mic is generally off. You could really throw it for a loop and put it on one time and... Really embarrass me.
I can't do that. That wouldn't be right, man. That's underhanded. We got enough underhanded stuff going on in this country.
We do. We have underhanded stuff like Hal, the email. Underhanded. Blinded. So blinded by ideology that he can't see the gun-hating ways. So liberal. So blinded by ideology. So bloated on Kool-Aid. I don't know. He can even stand up. I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid. Obama is literally regurgitating the talking points, incapable of thinking and reading and seeing the facts for himself. Those people are very apathetic, and they pose a huge risk to all of the rest of us.
That's what they do. They talk on feelings, and they don't think.
Well, we're going to, later in the show, mention, probably in the roundtable. In fact, I know in the roundtable with David Kodrey, he wrote a tremendous piece, as did Ed Stone, the past president of Georgia Carry and a close friend of mine. In fact, Ed Stone was the first guest I ever had on Armed American Radio as a one-hour show here in the Atlanta market years ago. He also wrote a piece. There was a New York case brought by our good friend, Alan Gottlieb, the Second Amendment Foundation, and Alan Gura, the brilliant attorney who won both the Heller and McDonald decisions. You know, the court cases that Hal's hero.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we won't go there. That's right. I guess he forgot about those two. But the case was lost in New York, Second District Court. And we'll go into the details of what that means. And it, again, speaks to why the apathy from people like Hal is so dangerous, so blinded that they don't see these judges. You know, we'll go into it in the third hour of the program today. But it was a New York case that, let's just say, upheld New York's strict carry permit requirements that good cause and need be shown to carry your firearm outside of your home in order to get a permit. And if upheld, will be used as precedent across the country. Take that one, Hal. You're a carry permit holder, Hal. But I guess that doesn't matter to you. The apathy is very, very dangerous. Rob Pincus, my good friend, back from Italy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. It's good to be back. Actually, been back for a few days and finished up a Gander Mountain Academy broadcast class yesterday. And I'm now on location for SWAT Roundup, which gets started full swing tomorrow.
You ever take a break?
I actually took a few days off over in Italy, so that was cool. Ninja and I had a few meetings over there. I assisted Alessandro Padovani with a class for a couple days, and then I had a few meetings, and then we actually hid for a couple days in northern Italy, and that was kind of cool. But the breaks are few and far between.
Do you speak Italian?
I don't.
Do you want to hear Italian from me?
I don't.
Well, I'm gonna give it to you anyway, right?
Yeah, I don't think I really have an option there.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Oh, no, you didn't. Out of all the lines, you picked that one?
Whatever. I read it earlier today. I saw it on a website.
Wow.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli from the Godfather, right? The reason I say that is because the Rockmart police, or not the Rockmart police, Worcester, Massachusetts police, are doing one of these gun buybacks now where they're giving free flu shots if you turn in a gun. And, the term buyback, there's something wrong. Because they didn't own the gun to begin with, they can't buy back something they didn't own or pay for previously. They can't buy it back. But that was one of the lines they used in the article. Again, that's a fodder for the roundtable. Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
We wanted to keep you here because with Rob on the phone, I figured it'd be a really fun segue to talk to Rob, let you two go, about the appendix carry and that new product that you guys offer, because Rob is a big fan of that. I'll turn the mic over to both of you guys.
Hey, Trent, you know how much I like the damn holster. The truth is, I got back from Italy, and the Gantanon Academy guys had my truck and my gear, and they had kind of secured all the normal stuff that I travel with around in the truck, and they had been waiting for me to come back. And I got back, I got my gear back, and, right away, first thing that happens is the Glock 26L, get it loaded up and get it into my appendix carry. That holster has pretty much replaced just about any other option over the last, I don't know, it's probably been 2 months since I got the first prototype on one. Just a perfect design. I don't carry much at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock anymore. So as much as I appreciate the super tuck design, it wasn't something I was using very often because I do carry appendix. And man, all the best features and all the comfort and all the security of that holster are there in that appendix carry version.
Yeah, and Rob, obviously your feedback on this appendix carry, it started out of Mark and I. Actually, I threw one on Mark's desk and said, hey, let me send this to Rob to see what he thinks. And Mark was just like, I don't know. And finally said, yep, go right ahead. And just started from there, and it really is. I mean, I kid you about, throwing that video out there a little bit ahead of time. But, it's gone crazy. It really has. And I don't think we've had one bad review on it yet. So.
Yeah,
Rob, let me ask you a question regarding appendix carry. Is there a particular firearm or class of firearms that's better for or lends itself to appendix carry more so than others?
No, I think that, generally what I've found now is as appendix carry has become more popular and become then, of course, like everything else, when it becomes popular, then it becomes controversial because there's going to be somebody that doesn't like it because somebody else does like it.
Isn't that the truth?
And what's happened is I've seen more and more people really just kind of ignoring the realities of what happens when they carry the gun behind center line, right? People ignore the fact that while the gun's in the holster and you're carrying it at 4 o'clock at a 10 or 15 degree cant, the muzzle probably is pointed at a certain part of your body throughout the day. And now they forget about that. But just because you're carrying appendix and it's kind of in front of your body, and now it's obvious to everyone that the gun in the holster is covering parts of your body, now that's a big deal. The fact is when you present from appendix carry, the gun comes up and muzzle starts pointing forward right away, and it's already instantly beyond every part of your body, as opposed to carrying it center line or just behind center line, and you pull the gun up and now you have to cross your body and you have to think about how to do that safely and not cover yourself. And of course, we know that we've all seen people with sloppy presentations that do cover themselves. So it's not the type of gun, it's really the mentality of approaching that carry style and seeing whether or not it fits your body. So what's happened is I think people have said, it's only good for certain types of guns or certain types of people. And, that's true about every carry method. And appendix carry certainly isn't for everyone, but it shouldn't be dismissed as an option that's somehow not appropriate just because it's relatively new on the scene in terms of being popular.
Yeah, I guess like anything else, it's going to have to be something that you need to try. It's just going to add another holster to the drawer there, Trent. Thanks very much.
Right. Well, and too, Rob touched on it there. It's not for everybody. And I'm going to say it up front. It's not for me. I like my super tuck. I like it back there in the 4 o'clock position. It just fits me. But what I am finding out too is there's an awful lot of ladies out there that have that looked at this appendix carry, and I'm just going to call them flat bellies. When you've got when you can put it right there in front and you don't have a little bit of gut hanging over there, boy, it just conceals perfectly. And like Rob said, when you draw that, you're already, and if anybody's taken one of Rob's classes, you're drawing it and you're coming out and the muzzle's pointing forward already. So perfect little holster. And again, thank you for your assistance on that, Rob.
That's very true, a very less sweeping motion. Rob, is that a holster that you would recommend somebody go through your class with about 1,200 rounds?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an option. You know, what we do with people that are new to appendix carry is we give them an outside-the-waistband holster and have them wear it in the appendix carry position.
Very much nice.
In the same way we take a new student that doesn't normally draw from inside the waistband and we let them shoot with an outside-the-waistband at 3 or 4 o'clock to get used to it, we're doing exactly the same things. And, in fact, one of the holsters I use is the Crossbreed outside-the-waistband holsters in that vertical carry position right at the 1 o'clock position for the right-handed shooter. And it works great to get people used to the presentation technique.
Yeah, they're all very, very comfortable. Guys, we're going to get ready to take a break here in just a second. Trent, I want to thank you very much for sticking around. I appreciate it. I know you're very tight for time. Ladies and gentlemen, Trent Cooper, Crossbreed Holsters, please check out the best, crossbreedholsters.com, crossbreedholsters.com. Check out the
Thanks
new appendix
thanks,
carry. Trent, thank you very much. Check out the new appendix carry. You might find it works for you. Add another holster to the holster drawer. It's a great time of year to be buying new holsters or having one bought for you. Put it on a list. More with Rob Pincus, Armed American Radio, when we come back. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3 DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. We've got a full plate today, some of the wildest stories. Sean, have you seen any of the news stories breaking literally as we're here talking?
No, not yet. What's going on?
Well, there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on. You know, did you see the story about the Florida teen fatally shot his father?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's something hopefully we can get to.
Wow.
Of course, I want to bring Rob Pincus back because I've got a funny, not funny, tragic story, but a funny chance happenstance that happened to me today, and it resulted in a text between Rob and I. Rob Pincus, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Kansas City. Those of you who follow professional football are probably well aware of the Kansas City linebacker, Jovan Belcher, starting linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs, who murdered the mother of his child shortly before 8 a.m. Saturday, hopped in his car, headed over to the Kansas City Chiefs practice facility adjacent to Arrowhead Stadium, put a gun to his head, and while law enforcement showed up and the coaches were there and I guess a number of other players were there desperately trying to talk him into putting the gun down. He had already murdered his girlfriend. He thanked his coaches for everything they had done for him, turned around and shot himself in the head and killed himself. And, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs game went off today as planned with the Carolina Panthers. And I was reading a story on Fox Sports. Rob, was it Fox Sports? Correct me.
Yeah, I was. Yep, at MSN.com, the Fox Sports news feed or website, whatever they do.
The sports writer had blamed, get this, Hal will like this, blamed the Second Amendment. Just an absolutely, utterly shocking column to read, blaming everybody but Jovan Belcher for what happened. The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, the Second Amendment. And as I was sitting there, the comments were coming in like crazy. And they were flipping one right after the other. And all of a sudden, Rob Pincus's face showed up on the screen. And there was Rob Pincus saying, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I said, are you kidding me? What are the odds of my looking at this column in real time and actually seeing Rob comment on the page? Rob, you want to give us your input as to what happened and your comments?
Yeah, you know, I had kind of a slow day, so I spent some time on the internet. I was working on some writing and just kind of cruising, you know, Facebook and all that, checking up on what's going on. And somewhere someone had commented, I think it was actually Michael Bain was the first person I saw who had commented on it on his Twitter feed or news blog or something in regard to this news writer or sports writer, I guess he is, Whitlock is his name, Jason Whitlock, who was blaming, you know, basically treating this Belcher guy who's a murderer, someone who at the very least lacked self-control and at the very worst was a violent predator, as he was painting him as a victim. And it was just an odd article that Jason Whitlock wrote on behalf of Fox Sports, this first but three or four or five paragraphs were about how he, you know, football is our God, and football is incredibly important, and football has this huge place in our society, and there's no way we should have this game going on after this tragedy that has befallen the community in Kansas City, which sort of made sense. Like, he's a sports writer. I understand why he's saying this. Now, whether I agree or not, I'm trying to figure out whether I agree. And then, boom, left-hand turn, 90 degrees, completely right. Off topic, blame guns. Our gun. This is a result of our gun culture. This is what's going to happen. More and more domestic disputes will end this way if we don't get the guns out of people's hands. Handguns don't make us safer. I mean, just an amazing, and the irony was, when I went to check the guy's Facebook page, he points out how agenda-free his column is. just amazing, amazing.
Well, let's quote agenda-free. Our current gun culture simply ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy, and that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and dead. In the coming days, Belcher's actions will be analyzed through the lens of concussions and head injuries. Who knows? Maybe brain damage triggered his violent overreaction to a fight with his girlfriend. What I believe is, if he didn't possess slash own a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today. So if he's got brain injuries and concussions, he couldn't have used a knife. The whole thing is just patently absurd.
No, but
absurd.
I mean, honestly, just take a step even backwards further. It's not his fault. It's the fault of the brain injury or the concussion.
Right.
You know, there's just a complete lack of personal accountability.
Responsibility.
Honestly, this guy lives vicariously through the exploits and failures and triumphs of others who play a team sport for money that people watch instead of getting off their couch and doing something else. Is it a shock that this guy isn't into personal accountability? Is it a shock that this guy isn't into personal responsibility? It's unbelievable, but the mentality that leads to it's got to be someone else's fault other than this guy Belcher.
Yeah, it is a shocking lack of personal responsibility, this acceptance of personal responsibility. I want to segue into a story, if I could. I was mentioning this earlier. Tampa, Florida, my stomping grounds down there, was a terrible crime. A CSI security officer, armed security officer, patrolling a apartment complex for hire down there, law enforcement background of over a decade in law enforcement, great guy by all accounts, young guy, father, husband. Yeah, they caught this kid on a bike on video after the murder of this security officer, Rob, and they were looking for him. They finally caught him, 16 years old, 12 felonies on his record since he was 10 years old. Now, he was subsequently caught after the murder and is now also being charged with two armed robberies where he was caught on video at the very Bank of America that I used to use on Fowler Avenue, dating back to when it was a Nations Bank, for crying out loud, over by the University Mall. Those of you who are familiar with the area. 16 years old, his name is Larry Donnell Brown. And here's his mother when you talk about personal responsibility. He doesn't have problems to go out and harm someone. She says she was in the interrogation room with him, and she says he needed support, guidance, and behavioral counseling. He never got it. She begged judges, she said, who heard the cases, the court system, the Department of Children and Families, and other agencies for help, but got little assistance. Her son would usually get sentenced to 2 to 3 days and was once sentenced to 21 days at the Juvenile Assessment Center, she said. He got punishment but little direction, especially when he was released. Mm. Last year, he received his harshest penalty, 18 months for theft of an armed robbery at a high-risk facility for young offenders in Orlando. He served about 14 months and was released in July. Mm. He gets drugs for his conditions, but once he's released, it stops. Mm. He's being held now, and of course, he is in a lick of trouble because he will be charged, should be charged as an adult, and he should face the death penalty for his crime. She says, I do the best that I can. I raise 5 kids on my own. Mm. So you want to go into the socio? We could really have an amazing conversation with that one, and if the time permits us in the roundtable. The bottom line is, you want my take? A violent predator who had no business on the streets and now murdered a good man is off the streets the way it should be. Period. Sorry, Mom. Back after this. Yeah!
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Boy, it's a busy day here on the Armed American Radio Network. You know, the Fox Sports columnist, who we were quoting in the last segment from his column, when he was referring to angry people at convenience stores complaining, shooting people over loud music, is actually referring to an individual who, and I don't have time to go into this now, but I wanted to point out what they were talking to. It was referring to an individual out of Jacksonville, Florida, who is invoking the state's stand your ground law on the fatal shooting of a teenage boy. And I listen to the way the media phrases this. A racially charged case that shares striking similarities with the infamous Trayvon Martin slaying. It shares zero similarities, ladies and gentlemen, with the Trayvon Martin slaying. None. Absolutely none. This individual was on his way back from his son's wedding when he pulled into a convenience store gas station in and around Jacksonville, Florida, about 7:30 at night. His girlfriend went into the mini mart convenience store to buy some booze, and this guy gets out of his car and gets into an argument with a group of kids over their refusal to lower the volume of the music that they were playing, I guess, in an adjacent car. Boy, that sounds similar to the Trayvon Martin case, doesn't it? They, to let us know that the individual Dunn, who is white, fired his gun 8 or 9 times. One of or two of the shots, I don't know how many shots, struck a 17-year-old young man named Jordan Davis, a black student from the Jacksonville area. And, of course, they let us know that this guy Dunn was a gun collector, and he claims he saw the barrel of a shotgun aimed straight at him from the teen's car, and that they were cussing and yelling obscenities at him, that they were going to kill him, and you can imagine the words. Use your own imagination. He squeezed off a few rounds, it says. The group of teens sped off. So did Dunn. They took off as well, too. There are absolutely no similarities to the Trayvon Martin case whatsoever, but this is the way the media distorts these things. So that's what he was referring to in the sports column that Rob and I were discussing in the previous segment. Welcome back to the show, Rob Pincus.
Good to be here, man.
Okay, I'm going to let you introduce our next guest. We have another guest on the lineup, and a good one, too. Rob, take it away.
Yeah, Omari Broussard, the owner and operator of 10X Defense, active duty Navy chief. He is very active in the private sector. He does a lot of stuff online, puts out a lot of writing, puts out a lot of good information. He's one of our Personal Offense Network contributors, and he's here with me in Florida to teach at the SWAT Roundup International competition and training conference this week. And he actually was going to come on and talk a little bit about exactly what SWAT Roundup is about and let us know what's going on with 10X Defense. So, Omari, go for it.
Hey, Omari, welcome to the show. Doing great. Omari, welcome to Armed American Radio for the first time. You guys take it away. I'll sit back and learn.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Well, we're here. I just flew in from California. I'm from San Diego, California. So out here in Florida, always a good time in Florida. My first time working with SWAT Roundup with Rob was last year, 2011, I think we came out. And we teach a portion of, we do a one-day course of combat-focused shooting for the SWAT operators. So it's good to be out.
So, Omar, we were talking with Ken Murray a little bit, and I know you've got some strong opinions on, you know, the difference between competition and training. And you know how I feel about how SWAT Roundup, the fact that they mandate training for all the competitors is really important in my participation here. But Ken had some interesting insight, and Ken's actually going to join us later, but I know that you were going to talk a little bit about the history of SWAT Roundup and how it came to be and what it's all about today.
Yeah, actually, it was a great history lesson for myself. Talking with Ken and sitting down with you, Rob, over dinner, we talked about how SWAT Roundup was designed because there was a captain in the Florida area, one of the captains of the police departments out here in the Florida area, that decided that will recognize a long time ago that SWAT operators weren't training, you know, which I find, being an armed professional, that, you know, we do our best to train, but not as not together with different agencies and stuff. So you figure you have all these different SWAT agencies out here in Florida. You know, he came up with a way for everybody to come and train in a competition setting. What I also learned that it kind of devolved into just the competition and not so much of the training. So then it kind of rekindled that training aspect, which is the whole purpose of it. So us coming out here and actually being involved in a training portion, which, you know, just like Rob said, we're very heavy on the training aspect of the competition. So it's good to hear that, you know, we have access to a lot of guys that are, you know, on the streets dealing with bad guys that, you know, I was always taught that as I came up as an instructor that law enforcement, military train and rarely get to fight, you know, as opposed to, you know, actually coming out and getting together, having some focused training time, realistic training time, rather than making it a game. So now here we are, you know, 2012, the guys, just like last year, I saw that they're just excited for the competition as they are for the training, which is important.
Omari, can you give us your background, please? And I would also like to point listeners to your website, which is 10, the number 10, the letter X, defense.com, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. My background is I've been an armed professional it's been a while now, about 19 years. I started in teaching martial arts, 10, 15 years ago, kind of shifted over to the firearms sector about, 2004, 2005-ish, where I actually, a friend of mine actually pointed me to Rob Pincus and the Combat Focused Shooting Program back in 04, 05. I was actually on a trip at that time, and I was looking forward to getting into the private sector as an armed professional, but I wanted some good, good training and get a good foothold in the sector. So my buddy John Brown, who used to work for Rob Pincus, he was like, hey, check out Rob, check out his program. So I got involved in combat focused shooting virtually, for lack of a better word, back in 04 and 05. About 07, 2007 was when I actually got the chance to attend a combat focused shooting instructor development course when it was 3 days versus 5 days. I actually got certified then, and I've been teaching a program ever since. Like I said, I have a background in martial arts, a background in, a bunch of armed professional training courses, and I started teaching in the private sector pretty heavily back in, 08. And then in 2011, I had an idea that, hey, I wanted to prepare for my transition into the private sector. Out of being an armed professional, I retire here in about 2 years, and I decided that I wanted to follow my passion and teach firearms and unarmed defense to the private sector. So 10X Defense was born in January 1st, 2012 was our official date.
Omari, you said you got involved virtually. I'm going to assume, which I probably shouldn't do on National Radio Live, but I'm going to assume that when you got involved virtually that you were studying many of Rob's tapes, books, and so forth. Is that right?
Yes, my first
great stuff.
The second edition of the Combat Focused Shooting book was the first look that I had at Rob Pincus.
Right.
So I kind of got the book, and what I did was I took the book, and I knew I wanted to teach, so what I did was I got a few of my close buddies that I had trained with. I was like, hey, man, I just learned this new system of shooting. Let's go on the range and try it out. So I had already had experience on teaching on a range, so I got a few of my close friends, and we started running some of the drills. And they loved it. I loved it, and I just dove right into it.
And went ahead and got certified. Rob,
oh,
you want to jump in? Yeah, I just took the course with Rob, and here we're going to have 30 seconds. When we come back from the break, what I'll do, Rob, is have you jump in and talk a little bit about his metamorphosis into teaching your program, one that I just completed a couple weeks back.
Sounds good. Yeah, the reality is that Omari was one of the few guys who was in a position in a military environment as an instructor to actually integrate these processes and protocols and procedures and techniques that we teach without formal instructor development training. And he saw great success with it early on, came in, and I think obviously went to the next level after going through the instructor development course.
Beautiful. 10xdefense.com, 10xdefense.com, particularly those of you in the beautiful area down there in and around San Diego and Southern California listening to us out there on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the CarArms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. What a great name for a radio show. Isn't it a great name for a radio show?
I think so.
Shanto, my sidekick, it is a great name for a radio show, isn't it?
Yes, that's why you picked it.
Mr. Sanity himself, Ted Nugent, actually coined that phrase. Mr. Sanity, according to our letter writer, USCCA member, Hal, who doesn't like anything about us, which is his prerogative. Good for him. Fun emails to get. I want to extend my apologies, if I could, to famed sports photographer, Hawaii resident, and Second Amendment activist Barry Markowitz. Barry was scheduled to be on the program. We have a very tight schedule we're following today. He's listening in Hawaii, that beautiful place. And he called, but he called in a little bit late. We ran over a couple other segments, and it just didn't work. Barry will be joining us on the program next week for the second half of the first hour of this broadcast, wherever you are,
yep,
and whenever you pick this broadcast up. If you're listening live Eastern Time, 8:30 p.m. West Coast Pacific Time out there on the lefty coast where Hal resides, that would be 5:30 p.m. So my apologies to Barry Markowitz. Looking forward to having him on. You wouldn't believe some of the garbage going on out there in Hawaii relative to the Second Amendment and the fight for your freedoms. apathy. I'm telling you, it's very, very dangerous. Welcome back to the show. Rob Pincus, pleasure to have you back as usual.
Always good to be here. And Omari Broussard, I think, is still here with us from 10X Defense.
I'm still here.
Omari, talk to us, brother. What do the armed civilians need to know? Now, keep in mind that Rob is a regular guest on the show, and we talk with him a lot about, you know, newbies coming in. Let's point to the newbies, the green guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who are coming in. What do you teach the new person who comes into your class and says, look, you know, what do I do? How do you handle it?
Well, a couple factors depend on it as far as what type of defensive firearm they have. So I have one of two type of people that come into my classes. One, they haven't bought a firearm yet, and they're wondering what to get. And normally my classes will have, you know, my staff will have a couple, you know, defensive firearms on hand. Number two, I have someone that just bought a firearm, and they want to take a class. They don't really know how to use it, and they want to get in, and they're like, okay, I bought this gun. What do I do with it? Either way, I think because I teach the Combat Focus Shooting Program and it's built on principles, I can pretty much take anybody with any firearm and get them on there, you know, any defensive handgun, and get them on there and teach them the principles, although I do have recommendations on what they should have for a defensive firearm, right, your modern striker-fired firearms. So once we get past, you know, learning how to operate the firearm, what the trigger does, if they have a safety lever or not, what that does, then it's just, from there, it's just the principles of making the gun go bang efficiently. That's what I lean towards.
As you well know, let's take Black Friday as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Firearm sales are at record levels in this country.
Yes.
This show is growing across the nation by leaps and bounds, in large part due to that. Those statistics, they go hand in hand.
Right.
And a lot of people need to learn how to shoot, what to shoot. I get emails we're going to cover in the next hour of the show. This is what I have. Can you give me some advice? We're going to let George handle it. So when you have that new person come in, and I want to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of those people who bought that gun on Black Friday, you're listening to two of the best here. And these individuals can teach you. Do they have anything to be intimidated about in your classes?
No. Actually, you know, when you talk about intimidation, I ran a course probably about a month ago in Utah. And I have two of my staff members in Utah. And I called up one of my staff members, Darcy. And it was a Wednesday. We were teaching on the Saturday and Sunday. And I find that the most intimidated people with firearms are women. That's just what I find, just historically since I've been teaching. And I told her, I said, in honor of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is October, mm-hmm. I wanted to do a free women's class, four-hour class, defensive handgun. It was basically an introduction to combat-focused shooting. And what I found was out of the 19 women that I had on the line, there were a number of them that were intimidated. Right. But once they got comfortable with how the firearm operates, the way we teach them, because we don't teach dry firing at the first round. When you first touch and press the trigger, there's a round that comes out. And through the principles and concepts that we teach, they were able to develop the comfort at their pace throughout the class. Once they understand that the handgun is a tool, it's no different than a knife. It's no different than a wrench, no different than an impact drill. It's a tool. Once they understand that it's a tool and they are in control of the tool, then I find that the confidence comes with that.
I have to ask this question because you mentioned modern striker fire pistols, and I happen to know Rob's perspective. So I can see you're chuckling because I think you know where I'm going with it.
Yes.
Are you telling me that there's something more modern than the 1911?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, okay. Man, please don't get me started on that. I'm going to try to contain myself. But when you look at, you know, and I've had students on the range with some of the modified, you know, when most people talk about the 1911, they're talking about the .45.
Right.
But then now, you know, since we've been hammering it, now we have people showing up on the range with the 1911 9mm, you know, version. You know, when I look at the modern striker fire pistol, what kind of got me going down that path was a firearm that you can pick up out of the box, touch and press the trigger with no interruption. period.
I've likened it to this, Rob. I believe he and I have discussed this, but when I say that, use that same analogy, I say a firearm that I can pick up out of a box that I know that if I need it to get me home from the range without ever having put a round in it, that I know that gun's going to go bang. And those firearms exist. Now, that may be a bad analogy, and I'm not suggesting anybody do that. I'm saying that I know that if I pick up that gun, I know that gun is going to go bang. Is that what you're referring to?
Right. Absolutely. When you touch and press the trigger, it goes bang.
A reliable fireman. And I'm not, I have 1911s in my collection. I don't believe a gun collection is complete without a 1911. There's no question about that. But, Rob, there are better choices on the range, correct?
There are better choices. And Amar and his staff and everybody, you know, all the defensive firearms coaches, and I think most of what I'm calling kind of the postmodern firearms defensive shooting technique instructors are educating people about what those guns are, and if the instructors aren't, well, then actual experiences on the range will be the education that people get. Hopefully, not an education when they actually need a gun to be reliable and it fails on them in a real fight.
Interestingly, for the 2 days with you just recently, I don't believe we had a 1911 model firearm on the line. If I'm correct about that, I think everything was more striker fired. I'm going to get more hate mail, Amari and Rob, about those comments on the 1911 than I will about the email I got from Hal out in Oregon that I responded to. But that's okay. Omari Broussard, thank you so much for joining us on the Armed American Radio Network. I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the last time you'll hear Omari on the show. Please visit his website, 10X, the number 10, the letter X, defense.com, for more on Omari Broussard and how you can get involved in training with him. You heard him right here on the Armed American Radio Network. Rob Pincus, you're sticking around with us, of course, for the roundtable. We're going to talk about some current events. We've got another guest, Ken Murray, coming in to join us. David Kodria will be here, the Mad Ogre. We're going to try to squeeze in. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman is ever outside his cave without his club. Don't be that caveman. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be back after this for the roundtable.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496. Over the river
and through the woods to Walmart. We go. The horse knows the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie lays. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad or an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.